In the halls and in the ballroom at the JW Marriott Hotel in downtown Washington, D.C., last Thursday and Friday, things were electric.
Now, getting here to Nashville means that all of you have done an excellent job at learning God's Word. Our dad likes to say that competition is God's way of tricking us into doing our best.
Recite Isaiah 59:1-4.
Isaiah 59:1-4. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short.
If you ask the organizers of this event what matters most to them, it's not what happens in 15 minutes. It's not what happens in 15 hours. It's not about what happens here at the Marriott Hotel in Washington, D.C. The National Bible Bee, guys, is not about the National Bible Bee. It's about the Bible.
This is Family Life Today. Our host is the president of Family Life, Dennis Rainey, and I'm Bob Lapine. We're going to take you behind the scenes at the National Bible Bee today and introduce you to the winners. Stay tuned. And welcome to Family Life Today. Thanks for joining us on the Monday edition. I'm still kind of pumped. I still got some adrenaline flowing through my veins, you know?
And it happened 3 days ago. I mean, great, Scott.
I'm telling you, you and I had the opportunity last Thursday and Friday to be up in Washington, D.C. for what was a first ever event, but it won't be the last time that folks will hear about this event.
That's exactly right. It was the 2009 National Bible Bee Contest. And, Bob, my mind races all kinds of places, but the first place it goes is to a conversation you and I had with Michael Ferris earlier this year, and we talked about the Bible being this going to be the first ever, and we wondered if our listeners would get behind this, and we challenged them to do it, and I ran into Michael Ferris later, and he said our website was hammered by your listeners who were excited about getting involved in this. In fact, not only did a bunch of children get involved, young people and teenagers, but also a bunch of our listeners became volunteers, and they came up to me left and right throughout the entire weekend, and I'll tell you, it was exciting to see 17,000 of these young people compete for some serious prize money.
That's right. This all got started back last spring when folks had an opportunity to sign up to compete in the preliminary rounds of the Bible Bee, which were held in September. And from those preliminary rounds, that's where the 17,000 competed. There were 100 finalists selected in three different categories. So there were 100 primary students, 100 middle school or junior high students, and 100 senior high students who were selected to come to Washington, D.C. to compete in the finals. And they arrived with their families last Wednesday, got all checked in, and then on Thursday, the opening rounds at the Nationals, there were some written tests that they took, and I think some oral tests that took place that day as well. And by the time the day was over, there had been 20 students in each of the three divisions who had been selected to move on to the semifinals.
And that was where I participated. And I have to tell you, I sat there as I was helping out, and I marveled at these young people who, first of all, there was a Bible knowledge quiz, which gave them multiple choice answers. And I was over in a corner going, I wouldn't do too good on this, you know. And then there was Bible memory.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, John 3:16.
Right.
It was 10, 12, 20 verses of Scripture. In fact, I made a statement publicly. I said, how many verses have you young people memorized here? And one of them held up their hand and said, 1,507 passages, not verses, with more than 4,000 verses that they had studied. And I'm convinced some of these young people probably had committed to memory all 1,500 passages and all 4,000 verses. In fact, one young lady in the junior section that I led told her parents, she said, I've got it figured out that if I memorized a chapter a day for 3 years, I could memorize the entire Bible.
Oh, my goodness.
the entire Bible. So, you know, we're talking serious Bible memory here, and there's a reason for that, because the prize money was significant.
That's right. As those semifinal rounds concluded, there were now seven contestants who moved forward into the final round in each of the three categories. And on Friday afternoon, those 21 students were all up on the platform, and we took them passage by passage through the competition.
You did a great job, by the way, of doing this, because this was intense competition. I texted Barbara from the room, and I said, I think we're on about round 15, because we had tiebreakers.
Yeah, in each of the categories, there were tiebreaker rounds until the finalists were selected. And you mentioned the prize money. The winner in the primary division walked away with $25,000. The winner in the junior division walked away with $50,000. And the winner in the senior division received a check for $100,000.
Now, if that doesn't get your attention, I have a feeling, Bob, there's a bunch of parents who are looking at their kids going to college who all of a sudden moved real close to the radio and said, I want to know more about this for 2010. I may have missed this year.
Well, and it is going to take place in 2010, and the sign-up's going to happen starting in January, and of course we'll have more information about that as that starts to happen. But we thought it would be great today for our listeners to get a chance to meet the young people who won the competition, and to get to know some of their families. And so right after the competition was over on Friday night last week, we gathered those winners together, and we spent a little time chatting with them so that we could share that with you here on Family Life Today. Well, we've got a pretty amazing young woman who has joined us here. You want to introduce her?
I'd love to. Rebecca Horning joins us. She just won first place in the primary division of the National Bible Bee. How old are you, Rebecca?
I'm 9 years old.
9 years old. And how much money did you just win?
$25,000.
I'd like to be your new best friend. If I could, now that you've got a check for $25,000, can we be best friends?
I don't think she's going for it, Bob.
I don't think so either.
She's also joined by her dad, Bill, and she's from Kansas City, Missouri. And, Bill, did you ever imagine that you'd be sitting here celebrating your daughter winning $25,000 in the National Bible Bee?
I almost had a thought that I might, but I really didn't think that it would be possible. But
kind of emotional for you?
Yes. Yes.
You say you thought you might because you've watched her practice over the last several months, right?
Right.
And tell us about that. What's that been like as Rebecca's been getting ready for the Bible Bee?
It's been a lot of fun and work, and we would study part of a verse, and then we would play ping pong or jog or do something, and then study a little bit more, and then in the last week or so, her grandfather came and helped out with the studying.
So it's been a team effort to get her ready for this.
Yes, it has. Yeah.
Rebecca, do you have a favorite verse that you did not get to recite during the competition?
Yes.
What's the favorite verse?
Isaiah 40, 28 through 31.
Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. I'm really tempted, Rebecca, to turn to Bob right now.
Do it.
But I'm not going to do it because I don't want him turning to me later on.
Doing the same thing.
That's exactly
right.
Have
you not seen? It starts like that, doesn't it? Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why don't you
go ahead and give it to us?
Yeah, Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. Hast thou not seen? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, 28 through
30. That's cool. That's very good. First place winner.
Now, Bill, I have to ask you, whose idea was it to start prepping for the Bible Bee? How'd you hear about it in the first place?
Well, I think my wife saw it in one of the HLDS publications.
The homeschool
publications,
right? Yeah,
Homeschool Legal Defense. And the leader of that told us about it.
That's cool.
Now, do you imagine she'll come back next year to defend her crown?
No.
Really? You think?
Do you want to, Rebecca?
I want to skip a year. It's fun, but it's so much studying that I want to take a break.
Yeah, I can understand that. And we're going to let you go, but we just want to say you did great up here. Congratulations. And write us in 10 years, and we want to hear about how this experience of winning the Bible Bee has marked your life, because I think it's going to mark it in a pretty powerful
way.
Yeah,
I do too. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you for doing all the hard work. It's fun.
Bill, thank you for joining us. And
thank you so much.
For coming in after a long day and spending a little time visiting with us.
Thank you, guys.
Now, at this point, we're going to turn our attention to the young man who is the winner of the junior division, and I'll let you introduce him.
Isaac Ward joins us. Isaac, welcome to Family Life Today, and congratulations on your big win.
Thanks.
Your mom and dad join us, Hank and Annette.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. You folks live in Castle Creek, New York. Now, where is that, Hank?
It's just north of the Pennsylvania border, going up 81. It's north of Binghamton, New York. It's the biggest town near us.
So, Annette, tell the truth. Did you think your son was going to win tonight?
Mm. I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Coming to the Bible
Go ahead.
We were just praying. I said, you know, he studied hard. He has worked hard. And if the Lord wants him to win, the Lord can place him there and do this for him. I had told him, I said, you've worked your hardest, you've worked your best, and now it's up to the Lord who he places there.
You had both a son and a daughter compete in
the
Bible Bee. Both of your kids got to the finals, right?
That's right.
And your daughter was in the top seven in her division.
Yes.
And then Isaac was in the top seven in his division.
Yes.
How did you guys decide to take on this project in the first place, to tackle the Bible Bee? Was that your choice to do, Isaac?
I don't know if it was Mom or LaJoie who actually saw it the first, but we saw it in the World magazine and we kind of researched it, and I'm the one who actually decided that I was going to do it, but I couldn't have done it without help.
Have you done a lot of memorizing of scripture before?
Yeah. Not at this level, but I've done memorizing.
I don't think anybody's done it at this level. I mean, this level was pretty amazing level.
Isaac, why don't you explain what kind of memorizing you've done and why you've done the memorizing?
Well, I've done for the past several years teen Bible quizzing put on by the Assemblies of God, which is, it's not memorizing like individual scriptures and knowing it by reference, it's memorizing an entire book of the Bible, and then you have to be able to know the verse by reference, but it's a lot easier because it's all chronological and you can find where a verse is relative to others, whereas here you have to know the verse directly by its reference.
Now wait a second, entire books of the Bible?
Yeah.
You've memorized
them. Why don't you tell him which books you've memorized?
Well, I've memorized in entirety. I've memorized James, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Philemon, and Mark. I think that's it.
Oh, I think that's it, he says.
And a good
and
part of...
Part of Romans and part of Acts, I think.
And so on top of that, you just added a few couple dozen extra verses to tie in for Bible Bee, right?
Yeah.
I want our listeners to know, in this age group, there were two other winners. Third place received a gift of $10,000. Second place received a gift of $20,000. And Isaac, would you like to share with our listeners how much cash you just made about an hour ago when you were announced the winner?
$50,000.
$50,000. You know how many times I've won $50,000, Isaac? That's right, Isaac. That's the exact number of times.
That's right. It's a pretty good chunk of change.
You know how many times I've won $10,000? We won't go there, you know. But congratulations. That is really cool.
It really is amazing. And I'm just wondering, do you think, I mean, have you thought, someday I'd like to memorize the whole Bible?
I've thought about it. I've never actually considered it as a tangible possibility because I know how hard it is to memorize something while keeping other stuff you have memorized fresh so you can bring it up.
You're how
like
old?
14.
14.
And you got 25 or 30% of the New Testament down already.
You know, I think you could have this by next spring. You know, you tackled Romans. You had James now.
Leave the boy alone.
Thank you guys for joining us. This is really a treat to celebrate this with you. And, wow, it's just an honor to see a family like yours that values the Scripture and had two in the finals.
Yeah.
Two in the finals.
Yeah. Congratulations to you guys. Well, at this point, we've got with us the grand prize. The grand poobah, is that what we should call
it? I think because of the amount of money he just won, he's my friend.
Got to watch the friends I had after the Bible beat.
Yeah, isn't it interesting how many buddies you got now? Daniel Stadden joins us along with his dad, Don, and his mom, Donna. Welcome to Family Life Today.
Thank you.
And this just has to be kind of unbelievable.
Shock.
Well, let's just put it in context here.
Okay.
This is the senior category, which is what, 14 to 18?
15 to 18.
And how many have entered in this? Over 17,000.
17,000 started. 300 came to Washington, D.C. Then we boiled it down to 60. Then we had 21.
Seven from each category.
From each category. And you were locked in a number of sudden death. It wasn't sudden death, but it was.
That's hard to say when you're talking about Scripture memory.
There were some tiebreakers there along the way. And in fact, I remember.
Couldn't have asked for a better competition.
Was Psalm 145 your final?
Yes, it was. And you wouldn't believe it. The two of the ones there at the very end were both ones that I was quoting to Dad last night and messed up on.
Really?
So he had me go over them really special and pay special close attention to them. And
it paid off. Yeah. Now, I'm guessing you were a memorizer before Bible B ever came on the radar screen.
Some. Mom got me started memorizing ever since I was pretty young with the Sermon on the Mount and different 1 Corinthians 13, things like that. But nothing more than like a few verses a week.
Yeah.
So this was a...
A whole
I didn't know
deal.
This was possible.
Mom, let me ask you about getting him started young, memorizing Scripture. Is that something you grew up doing?
No. I met a man who knew a lot of Scripture and married
she's
him.
She's pointing at her husband. So, Don, you imported this into your family, huh?
Yes. I learned Scripture memory when I was in the Air Force. I met a group called the Navigators.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they helped me really start growing in my Christian faith, and I really learned to treasure God's Word at that time in my life.
I have a lot of friends who are Navigators. Mm-hmm. What a great ministry, great emphasis in the Word, and I've known a lot of people who in the military ran into guys who discipled them or women who discipled women and the Navigators, and it's great to see that imported into a family and made an emphasis and resulting like this. Cool.
And now you're 18, so you're done. You can't compete in Bible B anymore.
My last chance.
Yeah, first chance and last chance. But what a great experience you had, and thanks for spending a little time with us.
Hey, and I want to say one last thing.
Yeah.
If I can win, anybody can win. I'm just one of those people hidden in the hills of West Virginia thought, well, it's a chance. It's a possibility. So,
and okay. Leave the results in God's hands.
And leave the results in God's hands.
He knows what he wants to do in each family that was here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and we can't even begin to imagine what he wants to do. And
that's
we just want to be a part of the role that he wants us to be.
I'll tell you what, as remarkable as those kids and those families are, they're just a microcosm, because all over that hotel, there were exceptional kids.
Quality kids. I mean, the hotel staff, were saying, where'd you get these kids? You know?
They're polite. They're respectful.
They are.
They're not tearing anything up.
Well, here's the reason they are. Because it's really what the Bible B is all about. Bible B is not just about scripture memory. It's about getting the Bible in you, through you, and really on your shoe leather,
it's
on your
means
feet.
To an end, isn't it?
It is. Let me read you this passage. And here's the deal, folks. The reason Bob and I got behind this is we really believe that the next generation has to be anchored in scripture. If they're not, they're going to be blowing in the wind of this relativistic culture that we're in. And so here's what they need, and I'm reminded of this, 2 Timothy 3:16-17. You need to know as a listener, I'm not quoting this from memory, I'm reading it. And I'm really disappointed.
Kind of ashamed of yourself, aren't you?
I am. I'm ashamed of myself after watching these kids. But here's what it says, verse 16. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. Now I want to ask you a question. Do we need a generation of young people who are equipped for good work? I'm going to tell you something. If we don't make it happen, this nation has had it. The church has had it. And no nation will outlive a generation that has no conscience, no morals, and no ability to do the right thing. And that's what Scripture does. It aligns our wills and our hearts with what's on God's heart. And I'll tell you what, it changes our lives.
Well, and our listeners may be saying, I don't know that our kids would want to compete in the Bible Bee or...
Well, let me tell you something. I'll tell you what I've been thinking about, Bob. I want my grandkids in this thing.
Yeah?
Because, you know, whether or not they win is irrelevant. Let's say they only memorize 100 verses. Only. I mean, that's what it's all about. Sticking the Word of God in the heart. Because as I shared with a couple of competitors here, it's not just what you learn here that makes the difference in how it's going to affect your life as a teenager. You're going to be 60 years old someday, and God is, through His Holy Spirit, is going to remind you of a passage you memorized back at that Bible Bee. And you're going to be able to help other people.
Well, and it's important as well, not just to hide God's Word in your heart, but also to understand what God's Word is saying. And, you know, we have for years recommended a couple of books for parents to use as they equip their children to understand the Scriptures. One of them is a storybook that Susan Hunt put together called Big Truths for Little Kids. And this is a book that walks you through a basic understanding of some of the core doctrines of the Bible. If you go to our website, familylifetoday.com, there's information available on the website on how you can get a copy of Susan Hunt's book, Big Truths for Little Kids. And then this past year, our friend Dr. Bruce Ware wrote a book that is really geared for kids who are our junior high, senior high age kids, a book called Big Truths for Young Hearts that, again, takes Bible truth and makes it simple and easy for families to digest, to learn together, and to grow. And we've got both of these resources in our Family Life Today Resource Center. You can go online at familylifetoday.com for more information about how you can order either Big Truths for Little Kids or Big Truths for Young Hearts, depending on the age of your children. Or if you've got children that span those age gaps, get both of these books. Again, the website, familylifetoday.com, or call 1-800-FL-TODAY. 1-800-358-6329. That's 1-800 F as in family, L as in life, and then the word today. And then keep checking with us, and we'll let you know about the 2010 Bible Bee after the folks who just put on the 2009 Bible Bee have had a chance to get a few nights of sleep under their belt and can start gearing up for next year. So stay connected, and we'll let you know all the details about that event as soon as they start to firm up. Now, tomorrow, we want to invite you back. In fact, we want you to hear portions of messages that were shared with the contestants at the 2009 Bible Bee by Brett and Alex Harris. They were on hand last Thursday night and had some very challenging words for these contestants and for their families. And we'll share some of that with you tomorrow. I hope you can be back with us for that. I want to thank our engineer on site in Washington, D.C., Keith Lynch, and our entire broadcast production team back in Little Rock for scrambling to get today's program to you. On behalf of our host, Dennis Rainey, I'm Bob Lapine. We will see you back tomorrow for another edition of Family Life Today. Family Life Today is a production of Family Life of Little Rock, Arkansas. Help for today. Hope for tomorrow.